Begin the current daf. Masech the Shabbos daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. Begin Amid Aleph. Begin with Tezid of Masel. Tezid begins with the Gemara of Abaya. And Abaya Alibid Reb Shimon. Go in like Reb Shimon. Tezid can explain that why didn't the Gemara ask the same thing according to Reb Yenisa? Because the Gemara brought a brisa that Vishya learned out from the word of Basar that it says by Mila that even if the tzaras in the place of the Mila, still you could do the circumcision even though there's cutting off the tzaras. So in the Gemara, Abaya thought to say that according to Reb Shimon, the whole Zdovish Eim Miskabin is Mutter, there's no prohibition. You don't need to have a Pasuk. So the Gemara says, according to him, so what's Pasuk coming to teach? So that says the Gemara that you're right, that even without that Pasuk, you would know it. Rather, it's coming to tell you if you specifically say you want to do it. Now, at Abraisa, there's the opinion of Reb Yenison, who disagrees with Reb Yeshua, and he holds that you actually could learn out that Milas Dechatras from a Kal V'chaim. Since we find Milas Deicha Shabbos, which are severe, for sure it's going to be Deicha the Issa of Tzaras, which is less. So that's what's bothering Taisi. He says, why didn't the Gemara ask, what's according to Bienison? Since he knows of Mekabel Chaymer, according to him, what do you need Basar for? We're asking, the Gemara is asking, Abai, according to Reb Shimon, which is Taisi Maskel, what does he do with Basar? What do you mean? What does Bienison do with Basar? That's his Taisi, Bienison, Lema Bailey. No, according to Bienison, the Gemara didn't have this question, what does he do with Basar? Because the Mukila, Lebenini, he utilized it for the intermediate one, the one that's between 9 days old and 13 years old, where his meal is not Deicha Shabbos, because Shalei Bezmano, and therefore you wouldn't know that it's from the Kal V'chaimer, that's Deicha Shabbos to be Deicha Tzaras, and therefore you need Besar for that. Now, in this discussion that we learn out from Basar, that Tzaras is Deicha Mila, the Gemara had asked previously that the word basar by the cotton on the 8 day old, and then it says another time by the adult that's 13 years old, but by the intermediate one we call the baini, it doesn't say basar. So how do you know that his is deicha tzaras? So Abaye said, you know it, what's called mibinayu, from the two of them, which the mahatzad, the tzarash of them. So on that test is bothered, if that's the case, then you can't say what we just said, that if Yenison learns out from the sar for the baini, what do you mean? It learned out from a tzarash shabbos. So back to the question. So why doesn't the Gemara ask what do you need basar for? So that's his taste is labaya nami demalel. Even according to Abaye that it says previously the baini asum and benayi that the middle aged child, the baby, is learned out from the tzarash shabbos of the 8 day old and the 13 year old. Matzi lameima the sabri b'yins, and then you could say that it's also not difficult. The b'yins held nosa the asum b'kabochemi. Right, something that you do know from a kabochemer. Tarech v'kasav v'kra. Still, the pasuk goes through the effort of writing a pasuk. So even though you're right that you really need the pasuk of basar because you really know it from the Kal V'chaimer, but still the pasuk goes through the effort and writes it explicitly in the pasuk, and therefore that's why even according to Bienesin, the Gemara didn't ask the question and only asked it according to Abaye's version of Reb Yishai, which would go according to Reb Shimon. The next says Master begins with the Gemara Ba'imu. He says, "Look at the Baharos who is coming. There's a dent in the was to cut off the Baharos." She's going to explain that. Why didn't he explain the Braisa this the way that his intention was to cut off the Baharos? And as we have the Braisa, it says that from Basar we learn out, even though it's a nega, you're going to do the circumcision. So you know this from Basar. So the Gemara says, "What do you mean? Double shame is coming." So Abaye says, "It's going like a Yehuda, and therefore really it would be Aser. Then we need the pasuk to be admitted." According to Reb Shimon, we would know that it's mutter because the Reb Shimon is Kavan. So the Gemara says, wait, it's according to Reb Shimon, what do you need Basar for? So the Gemara says, oh, according to him, you need Basar. But the father of the son says that I want to do it to cut off the nega, that the Pasuk is going to be permitted. So that's about this Taisa. Then Timothy has to take a look and says, well, if you're going to say, okay, if that's the case, I might come Abaye. Why is Abaye say, Lord, it's going to be Yehuda that you only need the Pasuk to permit it according to Yehuda? Well, Reb Shimon, I'm answering. According to Reb Shimon, you also need Basar. Because the Machlek like was saying, okay, where he says that his specific intent is to do this. That's the type of Hashem. What you can say is the Lashon Brisa Mashma, but the wording of the Brisa sounds like the Meir B'loy Miskabel. Abaye is coming to explain the Brisa, not the Pasuk. The Brisa sounds like when he's not doing it intentionally. But the Lekutani, like from the fact that the Brisa doesn't explain that what's Basar coming to tell us, Abakav the Miskabel Lokutz Beheres, that even though he's intending to craft the Beheres, Yamal, he should do the Mila, sounds like no, that even if it's going to happen, but not that that's intent, that would be like a Behuda. According to Hashem, the wording would have been different to say that even though he's deliberate intent, it still would be permitted. The next is the matzah that begins with the Gemara, but it's not Namigab Pesach I got. We also learned regarding the Karm Pesach simile. The number of Yehuda Merav, Allah is like a Kibbutz, Allah is like a Kibbutz. So he wonders that why don't we ask the question where, wait a second, you're telling me Allah regarding Karm Pesach? Vahachalei Parachel Chesel Mashiach, it's bothered by question. With the Gemara generally asked that if you're saying something that's not applicable for now, only when Mashiach is going to come, that's why you tell me Allah related to Mashiach? The Karm Pesach we don't bring these days. Why you tell me Allah is like a Kibbutz? And this is Taisa Nomishim, the Nafkim in the Gabi Mila. No, there is a ramification even regarding today's times of circumcision. Now, Avagav the Gabi Mila Nabi Pasuk Acher. What do you mean? You don't have to learn out that Mechshir Mila Deicha from learning from Mechshir Kam Pesach, which is what we're saying. Halachas like Rabbi Akiva that when it's not Deicha Shabbos, because he says explicitly by Mila, still says Teis Mekamakam Oveva La Lumi Piskei the Mila Pasuk Nabi Gabi Pesach Agav the Pasuk Gabi Mila. No, it's strengthening the ruling regarding Mila by ruling the same thing regarding Pesach. Parenthetically, once you're learning out that regarding Mila, the Telef Minei that you should learn out from that, Shapasik Barahu L'chol Daba, that it's a clear-cut psak regarding all things, which you see definitively that he holds like this, not regarding Mila, but even regarding Pesach, and maybe that strengthens the psak that even that has ramifications of Mila in today's times. The next Tesis Master begins with Zigmar B'tzricha, and it's necessary, because the Yash Minha, we said, Tesis is referring to the Gemara, that we have to say that Lachas Rebbe Akiva, in both contexts of Pesach and Mila, that the Hachanas are not Teicha Shabbos. So this explains, when it's saying that why you needed to say that by both we rule like Rebbe Akiva, and Rebbe Yehuda, it's going on Rebbe Yehuda. The Pasuk Rebbe Akiva, Hachav Asim, on that he rules like both, we have to say why you have to say he rules like him in both contexts. Because as Tesis explains, either Rebbe Akiva, if you think we'd be going on Rebbe Akiva himself, why did he have to say his own halacha in both contexts? If that would be the case, then regarding the in Menachas of Tzadikim and Aptik Tani Nami, where there also there's another halacha Reb Kiva says regarding the Chavitika and Gadol, he says Kalam Reb Kiva says a rule. Well, if it's going to Reb Kiva, have a lemei matzricha. It should have said over there also why you need that one, and it doesn't say because we're not going on regarding Reb Kiva's ruling. We're going on ruling like Reb Kiva. And Mechem Pesach according to the Rashi explains that this of the tzricha is going on Rav Yehuda and not on Reb Kiva. Shinnik says, Master begins with the Gemara, Isin called Tzorchei Mila B'Shabbos, you could do all Mila needs on Shabbos. Which Taisus comes to explain why we're repeating this two times. Because Taisus says, Avakav Delel Namikitoni B'Shul Mefan, although we already learned this once before, at the end of Pek Mefan, Avakav Chazma Beis, Taisus answers, Hasam Tanil Agav Grau Demil Dittik. There we learned this halacha of doing the Tzorchei Mila on Shabbos because it was talking about the halachas of what was permitted to be done for a child, which one of the things of a child is Mila. But over here, in this peg, we're talking about the halachas of Mila, Iker, that's the primary where regards to specific of circumcision, and therefore we repeat again over here in the context of the halachas of Mila.